everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to Sioux Greyhounds President and Governor Tim Lukenda. The Greyhounds, along with the Oshawa Generals, are in the running for the 2021 Memorial Cup presented by Kia. Last week, we talked to Rocco Tullio of the Generals. This week, Tim Lukenda of the Sioux Greyhounds breaks down the bid as the Sioux looks to host next year's CHL Championship Tournament. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Peterborough Petes forward Nick Robertson. The draft pick of the Toronto Maple Leafs had 5 goals and 5 assists for 10 points last week in 3 games and was a +8. Robertson and the Petes were 3-0 last week in their battle in the Eastern Conference for positioning and right there in the East Division with the Oshawa Generals for the number 2 spot and 3rd seed in the Eastern Conference. The 19-year-old hails from Northville, Michigan, selected by the Leafs in the second round of the 2019 National Hockey League Entry Draft. Meantime, the last time the Sioux Greyhounds hosted the Memorial Cup was back in 1993, when the Hounds and the Peterborough Petes played in the championship game won by the Greyhounds. Now, Sault Ste. Marie looking to host the 2021 Memorial Cup presented by Kia. Greyhounds President and Governor Tim Lukenda joins me to chat about the bid and the excitement in the Sioux. Well, Tim, let's talk about the Memorial Cup bid presented by Kia for the Sioux Greyhounds coming up. Obviously, 2021, you're hoping to be a very exciting year in the Sioux, but take us through sort of what's going on right now as you go through this process getting set to put forward the bid and hopefully impress that Sault Ste. Marie should be the host city.
Well, Terry, we decided that the timing was right for our community, for our fans, for our franchise, for the Sioux Greyhounds to bid for the 2021 Memorial Cup. After some discussion about it, we just felt that things were aligning in a way that was really a good opportunity for us to demonstrate everything that we had to offer and what we could do to try to put on an outstanding Memorial Cup. We also felt like it was might be a great opportunity for the CHL to sort of return to its junior hockey roots, if you will, and grant the Memorial Cup to a smaller community like the Sioux that is truly a junior hockey hotbed with a great facility, a great fan base. And so we just felt it was our chance and our opportunity to throw our hat in the ring.
And obviously the centerpiece is GFL Memorial Gardens, which the last time in 1993 the Memorial Cup was there, it was back in the old rink. And I've got to think, as you showcase this event, we know it's the community, it's the surrounding area, but of course a new facility is going to be the centerpiece of it.
There's no question about it. And I think it was very symbolic and appropriate that the community decided to name the new arena to have the Memorial Gardens as part of the name. And our GFL Memorial Gardens is absolutely a state-of-the-art facility, sized right for our community, and we fill it. You know, it's a great atmosphere, and we feel that we would have a similar type experience with the Memorial Cup, and this community would really embrace it. And you mentioned the 93 Cup. You know, in my travels around the league, I still have people come up to me and talk about the job that our city did in hosting the Memorial Cup back in 93. But quite frankly, that was a long time ago, and I'd like nothing better than to provide our community the chance to demonstrate again the kind of hospitality and enthusiasm that we're known for in the Sioux. And I would assure you that it will be a Memorial Cup to remember for all those who could attend.
For people not familiar with the geography in terms of just around the arena, I'm thinking, and from my travels, obviously into the Sioux, but also to other Memorial Cups, one of the things I would think going for you is you have that very close-knit area around the arena for the hotels, for the restaurants, and other the events. I've got to think that's going to be a big plus that you can really showcase.
Well, that's absolutely true. You know, unlike larger centers, our entire community will embrace this event, and fans will be absorbed into an environment that celebrates junior hockey and everything that it's about. And the benefit, as you said, will be that most things are within walking distance or a very short drive, and we'll be able to create an entertainment district, if you will, around the arena that really celebrates the event.
We always see it, any host city for a Memorial Cup tournament is celebrating not only the Canada's memorial and everything to go with that in terms of the veterans and the Legion, but also the history of the franchise. And there's certainly no shortage of Sioux Greyhounds history that you could celebrate during an event like this.
We are very proud of the rich history and the strong reputation of the Sioux Greyhound franchise. And as you said, there is a long list of very prominent alumni of our program, players and coaches and management, frankly. But starting with, Ron Francis, a Rick Tockett, Adam Foote, Craig Hertzberg, Paul Coffey, Joe Thornton, Jeff Carter, the list goes on. And, of course, our most famous alumni being number 99, Wayne Gretzky. And, you know, it's a history and that we're very proud of. And it really puts our city and our franchise on the map to have the association with all these great players over the years.
You talk about, of course, the Greyhounds working on this, but I've got to think to even put forward a bid, you must have the community, the municipality, everything like that well on board, because we know with something like this, it's a whole team approach.
We are very confident that we've got our community behind us 100%. Hosting the Memorial Cup in 2021 would be a very significant event for our city. Let's face it, the Sioux's gone through some challenging economic times, being a city driven largely by a paper mill that's no longer in business and a steel mill that has had its up and downs. More recently, our city, under the leadership of our mayor, Christian Provenzano, and council, have taken some very progressive steps in trying to attract new business to our community, new immigration to our community, and to really boost our tourism sector. And this is an event that would fit very well with that strategy, and they're 100% on board.
So where do we go from here? Obviously, going through the process, and I'm sure just gathering the team to get ready to put forward to the bid committee.
Yes, absolutely. We're working hard on putting our best foot forward when we have a chance to present to lead, and that's going to cover many of the topics that you and I have talked about today, as well as the strength of our roster that we believe we'll have coming back next year, and how we can represent the league extremely well if we were to be so fortunate as to host the Cup.
That was Tim Lukenda, the president and governor of the Sioux Greyhounds. It's a big time for university hockey, and of course, OHL graduates all over the rosters. Congratulations to the Guelph Griffins, who won the Queen's Cup title, picking up the win over Queen's University. 15 former OHL players on the Griffins roster. Meantime, it was the University of New Brunswick who captured the Atlantic title, and they have 9 former OHL players on the roster. Now they all compete for the U Sports Championship. Good luck to all of those players, utilizing the OHL education program to further their education and their hockey. That's going to do it for our show this week. You have been listening to OHL News, presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.